the book Romans, part 16. I'm Professor Hannes Rettinghuis of the First Assembly of Jacques Vanzoor in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Brian Rottenham in 1860, the best Hebrew stroke English Bible you can lay your hands on. Because it is explaining the names of the Father, the Son, and the Ruach HaKodesh. Every place, every spot where it is in the Bible. Should you require a copy of this Bible, I have a couple of copies available. You can phone me and I can give you the price and postage. Telephone number is plus 27 international code 0722 367 124, or go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the writing slide on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. I urge you to go to part one. Start from the beginning because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this contact to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version. It's not the 1902 Emphasis Bible. That's not Dr. Joseph Brian's Rottenham's Bible. That one was translated from the Westcott-Tonnart text, the 1881 text. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people: any messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement, and we are not part of the Jehovah Witnesses or the Seventh-day Adventists, nor any Protestant church, Catholic church, any denomination or world organization. We are only a Bible study group. And this is what Yahweh wanted his apostles to be: to go from house to house and break bread. What do? Every morning we go from house to house, we break the bread of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. According to this 1860 Bible of Dr. Joseph Brian Rottenham, the name Jesus was originally Yahashua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yaffa, and the name Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. How wonderful is that? Welcome to your breakfast with Profanus. I trust that this study this morning is going to be a blessing unto you. In the name of Yahashua, the name above every other name. We will now continue where we left off on Friday. The book Romans chapter 1, verse 15. Actually, we are moving into deeper water in the study of Romans. A lot of people doesn't like the book of Romans chapter 1. Verse 15. So as much as in me, that's Apostle Paul, is, he's speaking, Apostle Paul is saying, I am ready to preach the gospel of salvation to you that are in Rome also, and also to us in 2026. But Prof, Apostle Paul has been beheaded 2,000 years ago, more than 2,000 years ago. How can you say he's preaching unto us today also? Well, this is what faith is. Faith says we believe in something that we did not see, but that we know has happened and has an impact in my spiritual life and in your spiritual life. This makes our faith different to any Messianic faith, Buddhist, Muslim, Hindu, Satanism. You call it what faith you will. We function in faith, believing the things that is written in the word of Yahweh El Elohim, which is God, as if it happened just yesterday. That is faith. When you bake a bread and you take it out of the oven, homemade bread. I grew up with homemade bread. And the moment my mother took the bread from the oven, that aroma filled the whole house. And this is what faith is. Faith is like a bread coming out of that oven. And the aroma of that bread, freshly baked bread, is filling the whole house. You can be anywhere in that house, you will get aroma. And immediately you will feel like you are hungry. You will feel to have, you need to have some of the bread. And this is what faith is. Although it's more than 2,000 years ago that Apostle Paul wrote these messages unto the assembly of Yahushua in Rome, Gentile country, nation. It is as fresh as the bread that was baked now. My mother taking the bread out of the oven now. I smell that aroma now. Your taste buds and your mind's going into action. Where's the butter? Where's the jam? Where's everything, anything that we want to put on the bread? This is the gospel of salvation. The other apostles and Apostle Paul preached this gospel more than 2,000 years ago. And every time we open the Bible, because this word has been anointed and saturated with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, immediately that aroma of the bread, of the Holy Spirit, of the Ruach HaKodesh, just fills my mind, my soul's dimension. And there's an immediate crave to receive the knowledge and the grace which is written about through the redemption blood of Yahushua. My whole system, my whole body comes into action the moment that I smell that Ruach HaKodesh aroma. And it becomes as new, although it's 2020 years plus years old, immediately it is as fresh as bringing it out of the oven now. And this is where most of the churches today and for the last 600 years plus has lost its power, functioning under the instructions of the Roman Catholic Church, the Babylonian whore mother of Revelation 17, verse 1 to 6. Revelation 13, verse 1 to 9. The beast that comes from the sea with the seven heads, 10 horns. Roman Catholic Church. Especially in the last 50 years, since I was a young man. Well, 70 years, 60 years. The church has changed its position. Where the church in South Africa was leading the people of South Africa, it has lost its authority. And today the church is not leading, it is following the New Age trend. As the internet has become the leader in following, teaching the people. Because anybody that can write an article can put it on the internet. whether it's truth or a lie. And most of the stuff today is lies. And people will rather follow the internet information than to follow the word of Yahweh, our Elohim. Why? Because the church has lost its position of authority. Where the church was used to be led by the Ruach HaKodesh. I can remember when I was a youngster. We were so taught to be set up minded in the Ruach HaKodesh. Sin, every sin had a name. And in this chapter of Romans, we will find how Apostle Paul will not hesitate to name certain sins by the name. I just want to say, there is no big sin and small sin. Sin is sin. Sin is the beginning of death. And that's why it had so impact in the lives of people that Father Yahweh had to send his son Yahushua to come and become the mediator to pay the blood price, the redemption blood price, for my sin and your sins and for the world's sins. It is so important that we need to function in the Ruach HaKodesh. He says, as much as I, Apostle Paul, I'm ready to preach the gospel of salvation. Are you ready to preach the gospel of salvation? But I'm not a pastor, I'm not a teacher, everybody is an evangelist. Anybody know, you can just walk out and sow a seed, take water and wet it, and you can expect a crop. It's not difficult to sow. And thereafter, to look after those plants is where the secret is. It's not just to sow, it is to treat them, to care for it. And that's why the Bible says, there's greatness, there's a joy in heaven when one soul comes to repentance. One soul. So it's not just a question of sowing seed in the whole world. If every one of us can want to have one soul to look after and to nourish and care for, we can win this world for Yahushua. Hallelujah. For the kingdom of Yahweh and the blood of Yahushua. All we need to do is we need to get to the place, as Apostle Paul says here in verse 15, as much as I am, I'm ready to preach the gospel of salvation to you that are in Rome also. And I want to say to those anywhere where you are in the world right now, listening to this message, you must be ready to say, I am ready to testify to the glory of Yahweh. We need to have a testimony. The testimony that we have is the seed that we sow. And that is important. I need to have seed. But I can't live in sin and live among sinners that know that I live in sin and try to be a testimony unto them. You know what I'm saying now? I need to live what I preach. I need to be what I teach. I once heard a pastor say, you mustn't do what I do, you must do as I say. That's very, very wrong. That is the most wrong thing to do and to say. Because Yahushua is the shepherd. And what does the sheep do? They follow the shepherd. And a lot of times Yahweh plays shepherds in our lives. Myself and Pastor Rico, we are shepherds of a massive flock in the world. People in the millions who's busy becoming your fist, coming to the revelation knowledge of this revelation word, as it was more than 2,000 years ago, is gaining momentum and strength every second of the day. So what do we need to do? You can't see me going into teasers to a strip show or something. No. As shepherds, we need to live a life of example. And this is what Apostle Paul says. He is an example of the grace of Yahushua and is ready to preach this gospel of grace unto those who were in Rome, who are in Rome, and also to us today in 2026. And we need to be today, we need to be an example of what Christ is. Just to say to people, I've been lost, I was a sinner, but through the grace of Yahushua, say as Apostle Paul says, I am who I am. Let's make the best of the opportunities today, and let's sow the seed of life. Until tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.